Zeller Dye. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Seller Die Extra is brought to you by
Death Wish Coffee. Death Wish Coffee is the world's strongest coffee. It's made from the strongest possible combination of perfectly roasted beans in a secret formula.
They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee. We drink it in the studio when we do the show. We drink it every day. Go get your first bag of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
People say, Jeffrey, what keeps you up at night? Death Wish Coffee.
It's the end of the quarter. There's crazy weather going on right now in the Northeast. They're about to get hit with another storm. Someone texted me a picture today of their Death Wish coffee pod and saying they were having a snow day at home. And I was so proud because they were drinking Death Wish. In one of the last snowstorms I was in New York City, I was going to a meeting and I really wanted to have this meeting because actually the person was selling me something. But it was a major blizzard and I was going, my sister decided to accompany me on the trip and we're walking across the street and all of a sudden I just took a big dive into the snow. Like I fell down in the middle of the street, but I was so determined to get to the meeting and I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to be sold right now, but imagine I was going to sell someone. I wish that all salespeople would be this dedicated to get to their meetings because like I was the perfect potential client at that moment. And when I got there and I was soaking wet and, you know, like my jeans, you could see the waterline up to my knees. The vendor said, "What's going on? It looks pretty bad out there." I'm like, "Yep, I took a big one just for you. I'm here now. Sell me." So I had a similar experience on the other side of it that I want to talk to you guys about today. I was going to a sale to sell something. I was the seller and the salesperson, and it was a really important meeting for me. I had to make this sale. It determined a lot about the future of my business and the future partnerships I was going to have. And I got there 45 minutes, maybe an hour early, and I'm standing in the middle of the street in New York City, struggling to hold all my stuff for the meeting, my laptop, my projector, my handbag, my books. And, you know, I'm about to give this huge presentation. I'm early. I'm on the street. I'm looking around. And the building number that they told me to go to didn't exist. It literally didn't exist. It was 213 or something like that. And I'm looking at 211 and 215. There's no 213. It's crazy. So I'm panicking. Okay, I'm standing there looking. I go into the hotel nearby. I ask them where 213 is. They're looking at me like I have two heads on my shoulders. There's a parking lot, there's a pizza place, and nothing in between. Now time's ticking. I'm starting to shake. I'm angry. I'm panicking. I don't know what to do. I'm calling my contact. One of my main contacts was actually not able to make the meeting. It was on a plane from New York to LA, so that's a long flight. I knew I wasn't going to get in touch with her. And I'm calling my other contact, texting, emails, nothing. Finally, my contact gets in touch with me, realizing he had given me the wrong address. Instead of 213, it was like 231.
Oh, come on!
And I'm running down the street in heels. Ladies, you know how that goes. Late to my own presentation and fuming. When you walk into a meeting in a frantic panic, that usually doesn't lead to a deal. And I know what you're thinking. Okay, well, why would you walk in a frantic panic? You're there. Or why wouldn't that lead to the deal? You can still do it. The prospect can see what's going on. You don't actually have to say that was nerve-wracking. They could see it written all over your body. I was in a dry, cold sweat. I was probably red in my face. And, you know, that doesn't lead to assurance for the customer. That doesn't lead to this salesperson is my person because they're going to be able to handle anything that comes their way. They don't care what happened to me. All they care about what's happened to them. And what's happened to them is I'm 5 minutes late. So they've now waited for me for 5 minutes. And in New York, 5 minutes is a big deal. Okay, maybe not everywhere in the world, but 5 minutes is a big deal. So fast forward a few hours, I closed the sale. I know. pretty amazing. And the only way I was able to do it was by hitting the reset button on myself. So I got in the elevator, I hit the 8th floor button, and then I literally looked internally at myself and hit my own reset button. And the way I did that was I turned on one of my favorite songs into my headphones. I opened Instagram, started looking at happy dogs, and I mean, what dog isn't happy, and inspirational quotes. And the key and the most important part of this was I told myself 3 affirmations before I got out of the elevator. I told myself, I will make the sale. I will create a long-term relationship. And I'm going to have some fun. So it's the end of the quarter. Stuff's going on all around you, whether it's weather, whether it's prospect not showing up, whether it's you're not getting enough leads, whatever it may be. You might have some personal issues going on at home, some family stuff you're dealing with. Maybe you have some personal issues with yourself. The key right now is to be resilient. Affirm your own sale. Tell yourself you're going to make the sale. You're going to create long-term relationships, and you're going to have fun. For more strategies, more tips, more ideas you can use to overcome obstacles, be more resilient, make more sales, go to my website, salesinanewyorkminute.com, check out the blog section, or go to my YouTube channel, just search for Sales in a New York Minute. And every week I put out a new video, and I promise they are getting more and more funny and entertaining as we speak.
This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.